16 September 2018, 11:46 p.m. How should I start? Shall I start with how happy I am right now? Or maybe not. I can't really describe what I'm having right now, but actually, this is the feeling that I've been longing for quite so long. How incredible it is. A story can make you feel whole again. Although it is only a story, it has the power to inspire. It makes you feel whole again. It makes you smile while writing down your emotions, just like what I'm doing right now. Smiling emoji right there. I can't even believe myself that I'm doing this. Should I laugh? Well, I did giggle just a little just now. I guess spending time alone, just alone, all by yourself, isn't a bad thing at all. All that matters is how you really look at life and how you treat yours. When I watched the story, I began to question myself. Was I looking at myself? I just had no idea. But why did the character of the story remind me of someone I knew? It was only a story, but it surely had the power to inspire. I had lost the sight of myself, and I didn't even realize that. I barely knew myself, let alone miss her, the one who used to smile over completely foolish thing. I mean, completely nothing huge. An ant that was passing by me. It was nothing huge. It was completely foolish. But I was happy. That's matter. I don't know. That is what really matters to me right now. And I miss her. Where did it all go? These past few years? I don't know. I even question myself. Well, I guess this is probably the right timing. The destiny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to have. To feel whole again. Now, alhamdulillah, I watched the story and I enjoyed it. Stories, no matter what it is, fiction or non-fiction, it's existent. Must serve a purpose. Unlike the old days, from now on, I'll choose my story wisely. I have to. It's a story. It has the power to inspire. And I'm happy to say that I found mine. It has made me feel whole again. Hardworking, positive attitudes, determined. Never give up after tons of failures. The love life that's realistic. It was about love among human beings. The story showed people. It was about people. It was about, I don't know, some people can make you feel happy. They can be by your side. People can create memories with you, and at some point in their life, they will eventually have to say goodbye to you. And you get hurt. And they get hurt too. And still be okay with that. Because what's important is the memories. It's the memories that's important. Good memories stay. It remains forever. It will stay forever as good memories. Saying goodbye is painful, but if we leave each other for good, that's what people say to each other. And that's true. Somehow, everything will work out in the end. The mess, the struggles experienced by the main character will definitely pay off someday. And that's how life is. It will take you places. It will bring you to many encounters. But each experience teaches you. Letting go is always the first step to more wonderful moments in life. Accepting who you are and living in the moment is the golden key to happiness. I'm pretty sure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted me to leave well. And you know what? I will leave one. I mean, love, Sharifa. Sharifa Shafiqah.